Good morning, everyone. Today's daf in Shkalim is daf Zayin. We're behind. We're back on daf Vav. We're going to start with the Mishnah on the very top of daf Vav. I'm in Aleph. And let's begin. Hamechanis Maus Ve'Amar. So a person's collecting money, meaning he knows he's got to bring a machzis shekel, and he knows he has to bring it annually. So what does he do? So he saves up. So he's got a piggy bank in his house, and he starts depositing money in the piggy bank. And he says, I'm collecting this for my machzis shekel. And he just, every day, he just puts another coin in. So every coin he puts in, obviously, now is going to be earmarked. It's designated for his machzis shekel. Va'amahare elu l'shikli. And the wording here is very important. We have to pay very careful attention to the wording that he says. His statement is, hare elu l'shikli. This is going to be for my shekel. So, beishame armim, mosarim nedavra, beisol armim, mosarim chulin. So we have a machlokus in the mission between beishame and beisol. Beishame says that any surplus, anything that's left over, is going to nedavra. It's going to be for nedavra. Every time we say the word nedavra, so the way you translate it in your mind, is that there's a number of pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash where you put money in there, and that money is dedicated to carbonola. Carbonola that's brought when? Slow season. During the slow season of the year, so they would bring these carbonolas in the Beis HaMikdash just to get the Mizbeach operating, even though it's a slow season. So, but basically, Nedava means Ola. Okay, so so any leftover is going to be applied towards Ola. Beisol Omrim, Mosar, and Chulin. And Beisol says no. Any leftover is going to be Chulin, meaning, because Beisol's basic thought process is that when I put money in the Pushka, I'm only putting it in for the Machtes HaShekel. Anything over and above is just simply, obviously, mine. I didn't mean that to be hektish. Okay, good. So that is case number one in the Mishnah. Case number one in the Mishnah, deals where his statement was hare elu lishikli. Case number two in the Mishnah, shavi mehen shikli. So if I say the statement is shavi mehem, that which I will bring from them will be my shekel. Shavin shamos or chulin. So there, everyone agrees that any leftover, any surplus, is going to be chulin, because there the statement is much clearer in terms of I'm only putting this in so that if and when I will bring it, I will bring my machzis shekel. So there the statement is clear that I'm only interested in designating for the machzis shekel, and so there's not even a machlok between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Everyone would agree in that case that the most of the surplus would be his. Elu
he didn't say anything.
Elu lechatasi. So now he says, we're going to go to a contrasting case, and that is that he owes the Beis HaMikdash Karmen Chatas. Okay, anytime a person, Bishogig, violates one of the Yisurei Karei, so he has to bring a Karmen Chatas. So let's say it was Mechal Shabbos. Bishogig, he did so inadvertently. So he has to bring a Karmen Chatas. And so now he's saving money for the Karmen Chatas. He doesn't have the funds right now to pay for the Karmen Chatas, so slowly but surely, step by step, he puts money in the bank and in his piggy bank, and he says every time he deposits another coin, this is going to be for my carbon chattas. Elul chattasi. Recently, somebody told me, he was buying a lulav for me, and he told me that he does that with his lulav, meaning that he has a pushka in his house, and he just puts money in so that when it comes time to buy his lulav, so he's got money. He says the person in question over here didn't need to save, but he felt like by doing this, it would have the mitzvah of lulav in mind year round. So, anyways, I thought that was very nice. So, but what if there were surplus? What happens to the surplus over there? Okay, I like it. We're correct. It should belong to me. That's a nice thought. I don't know if you're right, but I like that thought. So elu lechatasi. But it's an interesting question. Okay, let's go on. So elu lechatasi. So he's collecting for his karmen chatas. Shavin shamos in adava. We're all in agreement that anything left over is going to be for nedava. Now here it's interesting because you see what just happened in the Mishnah? That by the karmen chatas, when he's putting away for the karmen chatas, so if there's leftovers, what do we all agree? It's not yours. The leftover does not belong to you, but it rather belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Sha'avi mehen chatasi, if I say I will bring sha'avi mehen chatasi, I will bring a chatas from it, shav mishav moser chulin, everyone agrees that the moser is chulin. Okay, so what we do, we have some explaining to do. Because in the Mishnah, we have basically two cases, two parallel cases. One case is where I'm saving for my machtes shekel, and one case is where I'm saving for my carbon chatas. Now, in the case where I say, sha'avi mehem, So there's no machlokas. We all agree. The monies that are used for the shekel / carbon chatas is obviously used for that, and any surplus is going to belong to me. That we agree. But if I say elu lishikli or elu lechatasi, so now we have some explaining to do. Now let's just focus on Beis Hillel. That's obviously the position that we're going to end up following. Let's focus on Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel seems to be arguing with himself. Because in the case of shekel, he says any surplus is going to go to him. Meaning the most are the leftovers for him. In the case of chatas, he says no, the most is going to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the difference? So this is the rest of the mission. The mission is going to explain the difference. I'm Rabbi Shimon Ma ben Shkan lechatas ela shel shkan yeshlam kitzva lechatas and lekitzva. So the Gemara says the difference goes like this: when it comes to the shekel, it's a fixed amount. Machatz is a shekel. That's the amount you got to give. So even though every time you put a coin in, you say elu l'shikli, but because it's a fixed amount, the understanding is that all I need is to get to the machatz is a shekel. Anything over and above that was never kaddish to begin with. Good. That's in the case of machatz is a shekel, as opposed to the carbon chatos. That's not a fix. That's a variable. That's a variable because you're buying an animal. How much is the animal going to cost? I don't know. Depends on the size of the animal. Could be a small animal, could be a large animal. So I simply don't know. So every time I put a coin in, there is that possibility in my mind, I may need this coin for a carbon chatos. So every coin that's invested into the piggy bank is in fact possibly earmarked towards the carbon. So even if there's surplus afterwards, but that was carbon money. So therefore it has to go to the Nedava, it has to go for the Ola. Surplus of a chatos goes to an Ola. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Aflish Kalam Einlam Kitzva. Now Rabbi Yehuda wants to argue, and Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, I'm going to argue that the machatz is a shekel, it's not a fix, it's a variable. Now, if we didn't go on further in the mission, I asked you, can you argue that? So you and I would both have a very difficult time arguing how the machatz is a shekel is a variable, meaning it's a machatz, it's a shekel, it's a fixed amount. Okay, so what Rabbi Yehuda is about to argue that it's a variable. How is it a variable? Because Shekeshalu Yisrael Menagola Hayu Shoklin Dar Konos. Because a little history lesson, they came up from the Golos Bavel, right, the 70-year Golos in Bavel, to build the Bayis Sheni, and now they needed to collect money. Now here was the problem. The problem was is that only a small percentage of Jews came back with Ezra to build the Bayis Sheni, and they needed money. And because there were so few people, so the machatz shekel was just simply not enough. So what happens with any institution where they need more money? So right, correct. So you'll see it in the mail when they bill you. After the hurricane, what was it? 8 years ago, 9 years ago, I forgot. But after the hurricane, so we got an assessment from the association, right? Okay, sorry, but we need more money, so we're going to assess you more. So when they came to build the Bayis Sheni, so Ezra made an assessment, and the assessment was you got to give a darkon. Everyone's got to give a darkon. What did we learn the other day? A darkon is a golden coin, four times the amount of the machatz is a shekel. Four machatz is a shekel to make a darkon. Okay, that was the assessment. And Chazru Lishkol Salayim. Then, as time went on, so the accountants of the Beis HaMikdash said, okay, we can give everyone a break now. So they reduced it down to a selah. But a selah is still twice as much as a machatz is a shekel. Selah was a full shekel of the Torah. Chazru Lishkol Tabayim. Then after that, they went down to Tabayim. Tabayim, as we'll learn later on in the Gemara, that's a machatz, it's a shekel. Then, bikshu lishkol dinarim. Then they said, you know, this is great, let's keep going down. Meaning, okay, so in other words, they started with the assessment of darkon, went down to selah, now we're down to the machatz, it's a shekel, what the Mishnah calls tabayin. All right, let's keep going down. To which the Gemara says, v'lo kibul mehem. No, let's not go down. Meaning it's got to stop with the machatz is a shekel. Can't be less than the machatz is a shekel. Anyway, throughout this small little history lesson, what do we learn? That the machatz is a shekel may in fact be a variable. It may not be a fixed. So the distinction that we made between the chatz versus the shekel, that the chatz is a variable and the shekel is a fixed, what the Gemara is now essentially saying is, maybe not. Maybe the machatz is a shekel could also be a variable. I'm Rabbi Shimon, Alpha Pikein, Yad Kulan Shavin. So Rabbi Shimon says, I'm not with you. I'm not on board with you. I'm not disputing the history. You're right. There was an assessment, and people did pay a darkon. But even when people paid a darkon, it was a fixed amount. Everyone paid the same. So you can't compare that to a chatzos, because a chatzos, literally, every person is going to be paying a different amount. for the Karban Chatas. So when I'm putting money in, I literally have no idea. I have some idea, but I do not know with any type of exactitude how much I'm paying for the Karban Chatas. So therefore, I still see the Chatas and the Shekel being fundamentally different from one another. And therefore, if there's surplus by the Shekel, according to Beis Hillel, that goes back to you. If there's surplus by the Chatas, that doesn't go back to you. It goes for a Karban. When it comes to the Chatas, it is a total variable. It is not a fixed cost, and therefore, any surplus does not go back to you, but it goes rather to the Beis HaMikdash. Start with the Gemara. We're in Vav Amud Aleph. We're starting with the Gemara. HaMechane is v'chule Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Lezer. Ma pligin. Now, in our Mishnah, I painted the scenario. I said that we were talking about a scenario where we're putting money in the pushka. So the Gemara says, slow down. So, b'mechane's prutrot. The whole machlokas in our Mishnah is the way I described it. Where are you putting in a coin after a coin after a coin? But let's say I pick up a bunch of coins in my hand. And without knowing how much is in my hand, I say, Elu l'shikli. This is for my shekel. So then, what Rebbe Lazer is arguing, the Amora, is arguing is that in that case, no debate. Any leftover goes to Nedava. Okay, and the difference, I guess, would be that when you're holding money in your hand and you're pointing to it and you're saying, Elu, so now you're basically saying, look, whatever's for the shekel is for the shekel. Anything else? Also to the Beis HaMikdash as well. Even though I obviously only need a machitzas a shekel for the Beis to fulfill my mitzvah of machitzas a shekel, but when I'm saying eil and I'm holding the money in my hands, so then nothing comes back to me. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Bibi, b'shem Rabbi Lezer, ma pligim b'mechanes prutos. So the Gemara now is going to bring in a second version of the statement in the name of Rebbe Lazer, and this statement goes the other direction, which is, our Mishnah is debating where I put it in one coin at a time like I described. But in a scenario where I hold up the money in my hand, I pick up a wad of money, and I hold it in my hand, and I say, everyone's in agreement that if there's anything left over, it's going to go back to you. Okay, so here, the same distinction, but going the other way. Now, with the money in my hand, and I say, Elul Shikli, so whatever's needed for the machatzas, the shekel goes, and the rest comes back to me. And over here, what's the svara over here? So perhaps, I'm suggesting, the svara over here would be, is that when I'm holding a wad of money in my hand, I'm saying, Elul Shikli, what I'm basically saying is, whatever I need for the shekel, I'll set aside, and then anything left over, I don't need. He doesn't know how much money he has in his hand. But he makes a declarative statement of Elul Shikli. You have to remember, we're talking about designating money to the Beis HaMikdash. The general rule is, your statement has a transformational effect. It actually will make something belong to the Beis HaMikdash. In general, Mekach and Memkar, give and take, so I got to give something over to somebody else. I have to do an action that creates a kinyan. When it comes to any hektesh, so your verbal declaration is enough. So we have to, this is why all this gets complex, we have to sit there and analyze what was the intent behind the verbal declaration, which is why all this gets tricky, and why you see now two versions of Rabbi Lezer going in two different ways. I'm Rabbi Chia, Masisa Messiah LeRabibi. So Rabbi Chia says, our Mishnah supports the second version of Rabbi Lezer. Did not, because we learned in the Mishnah, I'm Rabbi Shimon Ben Shkal, Ma Ben Shkal L'Chatas, El Shah Shkal, Yishlem Kitzva, L'Chatas, Ein L'Kitzva. Now, we turn back to our Mishnah, and we go back to the statement to Rabbi Shimon, where he explains the reasoning, the difference between Shekel and Chatas. Shekel's fixed, Chatas is variable. Good. Now, that we knew already. Now, the point he wants to make is the following. Now, what's the case over there that the Mishnah is describing, that Rabbi Shimon is describing? If it's the case, well, everyone agrees that when I say avi, that that's going to be chulin, that any surplus is going to be chulin. And if I say that which I bring will be a chata, so then everyone agrees that whatever is left over is chulin. So So it must be that the case that Rabbi Shimon was describing was the case not she'avi, but rather Elu. So Shkalim Ayideh Shekitzah Asam in HaTorah Mosar Nchulin. And now let's understand the distinction. When it comes to the shekel, so any leftover goes back to me because it's a fixed amount. Chatas Ayideh Shekitzah Asam in HaTorah Mosar Nedavah, as opposed to the Chatas where it's a variable amount. So what do you see over here? I'm sorry. So what do you see over here? That the case in the Mishnah must be a case where I'm holding monies in my hand. I'm saying Elu. I'm saying Elu l'shikli. And what's Rabbi Shimon explaining Beis Hillel's position as? That whatever's left over is going to be chulin. Okay, so the second version of Rabbi Lazer seems to be the correct version. So Ma Avala Rav Yosef b'shem Rabbi Lazer. So what is the first version of Rabbi Lazer going to say in response to that? Patalaba Mechanas Purtro to Beis Hillel. Well, no. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about where I'm putting aside coin by coin, and the Mishnah is following the viewpoint of Beis Hillel. But if I'm holding it all in my hand, maybe the halacha would be different. Fine. The Hatanina Moser Shkalim Chulin. So the Gemara says, yeah, but we have a Mishnah which we're going to learn later this morning, which is any surplus of shkalim is going to be chulin. So atam patalam b'mechanis pertro to kebeis halal. Once again, same basic approach. That's talking about where I'm putting it away coin by coin. And that Mishnah, which we're going to see on the Amud Beis, is following like beis halal. Okay, period. Hamafri shiklo v'savishu chayev v'nimsa sheinu chayev. Okay, next case. I set aside a machitzis a shekel. Why? Because I think I'm obligated. And then I get reminded, you paid already. You're good. So, lo kidesh. So the halach is, you're good. Meaning, you can just take that money back. Right? Then we have a general rule, which is, right, that if you're makdish betos, so it does not belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, it's a basic understanding, which is that I have to know the circumstances in order for something to belong to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm only being makdish this because I think I owe. But if I was wrong, so then the hektesh, we go back to my original declaration, and we basically say, I was wrong. And the money therefore stays with me. Good. So that's easy. Now it's not going to get easy. Hamafish shnayim v'savishu chayiv shnayim. Let's say you think you owe two. Okay, in other words, you are under the impression that, you know, I didn't pay the Beis HaMikdash last year. I missed last year's payment. So what I'll do is I'll set aside two. One for last year, one for this year. And then nimsa sheinu chayev ela achad. And now it turns out that no, you paid last year. Remember? No, obviously I didn't. And you only owe one. So osto asheni me'avid lei. So what happens to the second one? So it's interesting. When you designated one and you owe none, so everyone is in agreement. You're good. You can take that money back home. But if you thought you owed two and you only owed one, so now we're going to have a discussion in the Gemara. So nishmana min hada. So let's derive it from the following. Hifrish chatas v'savar shu chayev v'nimsa sheinu chayev lo kidshei. Hifrish shtayim v'savar shu chayev shtayim v'nimsa sheinu chayev ala achas. Oso shniya ma'at avid lei. So here the Braisa deals with a case of chatas, where I think I owe two carbon chatas to Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that was my impression. I set aside two, and it turns out I only needed one. So the Braisa says, what do you do with that second? Ela ro'eh. So what do you do with that second? Let it graze. Develop a blemish. Sell it. Proceeds are going to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Simply put, both have Kedusha. So here by the shekel, can you not make the same argument? Hachanami. So the Gemara says the same thing over here. To which the Gemara responds very succinctly, Ela ndava v'cha heich omer ata elu. How can you say that? Meaning, I think, right, look at the Tiklan Chadatin, but meaning that isn't the whole premise of our Mishnah that Chatzis and Shekel are not the same? Meaning, you're asking a question by Shekel, and you're resolving it by Chatzis, but meanwhile, one of the basic premises of our Mishnah is that Chatzis is a variable and Shekels are fixed, and you can't compare the two. So you're right, meaning in the case of Chatzis, if I thought I owed two and I only owed one, and I set aside two, so they both have Kedusha. But the Chatzis was a variable. It was a variable cost. So therefore they both have Kedusha, because I didn't know how much money I just didn't know. But when it comes to the shekel is not variable. The shekels are fixed. If I thought I needed two and I only needed one, and I set aside two, maybe the halacha would be different. Maybe I'd be able to take the second one back.
You set aside money for the animal, or you set away the animal?
No, it sounds like, I think money. I think so. I'm not sure.
Because it's obvious with the animal.
Correct. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, okay. Darkanos dinarim. Darkanos dinarim chazal ishkol salaim ke kishmon chazal ishkol tabaim palge salaim. So the Gemara just explains how much everything is: the darkon, the sela, and the tabaim. Okay, like I described back in the Mishnah, the darkon is four times, right? Two darkon is two salaim, which is four chatzi shekels. The sela is a sela, meaning that was the coin, and then there was the Tabayim. Tabayim is a machitzas shekel. Okay. And then, bikshu lishkol dinarim. The Gemara just simply explains karton. V'lo kibul aleihem en adam. And no, you can't get less than a machitzas shekel. Why not? Because the pasuk in Nechemiah says, ve'emanu eleinu mitzvos la'asei shlishis ha-shekel b'shana la'avodos beis elokeinu. So the, because they were ma'amid, they stood. Meaning they had to consider, they had to seriously consider bringing a shlishis a shekel, a third of a shekel. Meaning they considered it, and then eventually they said, no, you can't do it. That's a pasuk from Nehemiah. So in other words, you cannot reduce it less than a half. Okay, Rabbi Chilke, b'shem Rabbi Acha Mikan. So as long as we quote the pasuk in Nehemiah, we have a little bit of a gadita for today. Shetzer chadol shal shekel gimel pa'amim b'shana. A person should set aside shekel three times a year. Meaning that, in the very least, a person should have three different fundraising opportunities from his fundraising. Basically, allocate three different stukas from his house. Not totally clear what the Gemara means by that. Gemara over here is very concise, and I'm not perfectly clear with what's going on over here. But in the meantime, Mikan gimapana mishana, mikan shay matrichan al sibra yoser, mi gimapana mishana. And therefore, in terms of appeals, the Gemara says, I know you want to put this Gemara away in your arsenal, but in terms of appeals, no more than three times a year. Don't make an appeal more than three times a year. Okay. It's not just this community. In every community, there's more than three appeals a year. Okay, what can I tell you? Yisker appeal is more than three times a year. Right? Okay. Sfardim don't know what I'm talking about, that's fine. Amar Rabbi Avin, Mikan Legimel Sayim, Mikan Leshosh Kupos, Mikan Legimel Hafrashos. Okay, and other threes that come up regarding the Machitzas HaShekel. Gimel Sayim, Gimel Kupos, and Gimel Hafrashos. I'll tell you what, why don't we wait? We'll see exactly what that means when we start the next parak. Okay, good. That's an easy way to get through Gemara. Just come back. Come back to the third parak and you'll understand all that. I'm not going to explain it all right now. Ksiv Zeyinu Kol Over Lepikudim. So once again now, we're going to have a little bit of a gadata to finish off this amud. Rav Yehuda, Rav Nechemya, Chadama, Lefi, Shechato, B'machetzis Hayom, Yitu Machetzis HaShekel. The Yerushalmi says, why Machetzis HaShekel? So I know we're always told this beautiful pshat of, you know, half a shekel because, you know, I'm only half of a whole and I need your half and we complete each other. And okay, it's very nice. Makes for a nice drush. The Gemara says, no, the Gemara says, gives a different drasha. The Gemara says, because we sin b'machitzitz hayom, midway through the day. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about the Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel, what was done? A collection was done for the Chet HaEgel, so that we could be over to Avodah Zarah. So the machitzitz HaShekel is coming as a kapara for the Chet that occurred b'machitzitz hayom. That's one way to say it. Chadam alafisha chata b'shei sha'os, b'yom yinu machitzitz HaShekel da'avishisi garmisin. So the Gemara gives another way to basically the same point, meaning when did we start with the Chet HaEgel? 6 hours in the day, meaning 11 a.m. right from 11 to 12. So we're with the Chet HaEgel. So therefore, we give an amount equivalent to 6 garmisim. Every garmis is 1 hour, and the garmisim obviously 6 of them make up a machitzis shekel. Rav Yehoshua Rav Nechemya b'shem Rav Yochanan Zaka lefi she'avru al aseres adibros yunesin kol echa ve'echad asar gera. Okay, we were violating aseres adibros. Now, not totally clear what the Gemara means by that, because again we're referencing back to the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel is a violation of all 10 dibros. I would say it's dibra number 2. Okay, lo yelohim acherim apanai. Okay, but the Gemara here says that Once you get involved in a Avodah Zarah, like that's it. You're totally lost. Meaning you are off the map, off the radar. So it's ki'ilu like you were violating Aseret Dibros, and therefore everyone has to give us Asara Gera, 10 Gera. The shekel is 20 Gera. 10 obviously is a half a shekel. Rabbi Rechia, Rabbi Levi, B'shem, Rabbi Shema, Malakash, Lefisha, Machru, Bechor, Shal, Rachel, Be'esum, Kesef. Gemara gives another drush, and that is that we sold Yosef. How much did we sell him for? So 20 silver pieces. Yeah. Ko echav echav podes beno b'choro b'esrim kesef. So therefore, when you are redeeming your oldest, so you redeem him with 20 kesef. How much you redeem your son for? 5 salayim. 5 salayim. Ishala is made up of 4 kesef, so 20 kesef. Reb Pinchas b'shem Reb Levi l'fisha machru b'choshal rachel b'esrim kesef v'nafal l'chol echav v'echa mehem taba. Another way, another drush is that if we sold Yosef for 20 kesef, so that means how much did every brother profit? So we're 10 brothers there. I know the discussion over here could be about Reuven. Reuven wasn't there and counted as 9. Okay, right, we could have that discussion. We're not going to. But in other words, so let's say there were 10 brothers there. So each one of them therefore received, of the 20, each one of them received 2 kesef, which the Gemara says is machatzis a shekel. L'fichach yiyeh kol echavecha notzei shiklo taba. So therefore that's why we have to give the machatzis a shekel as a kapar for Mechiras Yosef. Because that's how much each one of the brothers profited for Mechiras Yosef. Okay, so the basic upshot of this last piece of Gemara is Machetz as a shekel provides a kapara for either Cheta Ego or for Mechiras Yosef. Adkan. We start now, we continue with Vav Amud Beis, and we are on the top of the Amud New Mishnah. And once we got involved in the surplus, we were talking about the surplus of a shekel, the surplus of a chatas, now we talk about surpluses in general. Moshe Shkalim Chulin. So our Mishnah says that if you have any leftover shekel, so it goes to Chulin. Because our Mishnah over here on Amud Beis follows like Beis Hillel of the Amud Aleph. Perfect. Moshe, Asiris Ha'efa, Kohen Gadol has to bring an Asiris Ha'efa daily in the Beis HaMikdash. So let's say he collects money, turns out that there's extra money. So Moshe, Asiris Ha'efa, Moshe, Kanim, the Mishnah doesn't say what happens because the Mishnah is going to lump a whole bunch of surpluses together and basically give us a punchline. So most are Asir Saifa, most are Kani Zavim, Kani Zavos, Kani Yoldos, Karbanos of the Zav, Zava or Yoletis, Chatos Vashamos, any surplus of a Chatos or an Asham, Mosarim Nedava. In all these cases, leftovers are going to go to Nedava, basically Karbanola. Zeh Klal Kol Shabbal Hashem Chatos, Mishama Shama, most are Nedava, most are anything which is any surplus of a Chatos or an Asham, surplus goes to a Nedava. Mosa ola la ola, mosa mincha la mincha, mosa shlamen la shlamen, mosa a pesach lishlamen. So any leftover of an ola goes to an ola, any leftover of a mincha goes to a mincha, any leftover of a shlamen goes to a shlamen, any leftover carbon pesach, meaning I set aside money for the carbon pesach. Turns out there were leftover money. What happens to that? That money goes to shlamen. Most are nizirim la nizirim, mosa nazir la nadava. If I set aside money for not a particular nazir, but just Nazirim in general. And then I have in my house, I have a Nazir fund. Right? Anyone who wants to be a Nazir, I'm sponsoring. And it turns out that somebody took me up on my offer and he became a Nazir and I have leftover money that cannot be reassigned. That will just simply go to another Nazir. However, most are Nazir, but if I raise money for one particular Nazir so that he could buy his Kabbalas at the end of his Naziros, so leftover of that money goes to Nadavo. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yusi. Okay, we're starting with the Gemara. The Anataman Shamit Kal Rabbi Yehuda Shalashmo. I overheard a comment when I was over there, meaning this is, I always find this to be interesting, right? The Gemara, the Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael go over what was said in Bavel. Meaning they write the, you know, there's a divide between the Yeshivas Bavel and the Yeshivas Yerushalmi, and very often, we're going to see over the course of us learning Yerushalmi, we're going to see the perspective from the other side. Meaning, we're going to see how the yeshivas Eretz Yisrael are looking at us and, you know, and wondering how we're learning, so to say. I say we as if we're Bavli, but basically, we are. So Shammas called Rav Yehuda Shal Shmuel. So I overheard Rav Yehuda speaking to Shmuel. Remember, Rav Yehuda had 2 Rebbeim in his life. He had Rav and he had Shmuel. Shmuel was the second Rebbe. After Rav died, Rabbi Yehuda went to learn by Shmuel. So I overheard the following conversation. Here for Shiklo Umei, the person set aside a shekel and he died. Amalei Yiplu Nadava. So it goes to the Nadava. Okay? Most are Sira Seifa Shalom. Residual, sorry, surplus Asiri Saifa goes back to him. Rav Yochanan, Amar Yocham Yam HaMelech. Rav Yochanan says, no, it goes to the Yam HaMelech. Rav Elazar, Amar Yiplu Nadava. It goes to Nadava. Masisa Pliga, Rav Yochanan, the Gemara notes that the Braisa goes against Rav Yochanan, because what did the Braisa say? Or I should say, rather, our Mishnah, Moser Shkalim Chulin. Okay, that's not the Kasha. Moser Asir Sa'efa, Kanizavos, Moser Kanizavos, Chatzos Vashamos, Mosarim Nidava. But meanwhile, if I have any leftover at the Asir Sa'efa, it goes to Nidava. So Ma Avale Rav Yochanan, so Rav Yochanan says, what are you going to do with our Mishnah? So Patala, Moser Asir Sa'efa, Shomin Chatzchote. No, the Asir Sa'efa described in our Mishnah is not the Asir Sa'efa of the Kohen Gadol, like I described, but rather he says it's talking about the Mincha of a sinner. Certain chote, certain sinners don't have to bring a chatas, but can bring an adjustable carbon based on their economic status. What our Mishnah is describing is that mincha. But if it's a mincha of, if it's the Asir Zayif of the Kohen Gadol, and he has any surplus, it doesn't go to Nadava, it stays with him. Mincha chote shekho Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Amar al-da alil arba-ba. Over the following, Abba Barba was it bothered him. What the inan amir minayin shah pesach mishan al shem shlamim? How do I know that a carbon pesach converts into a shlamim? Okay, we go back to a discussion which we had a lot of in Pesachim, and that is the discussion of what happens to a carbon pesach rest of the year. So what do we learn back in Pesachim? Let's remind ourselves. The rule is very simple. On the 14th day of Nisan, where it's the time to bring the Karban Pesach, if I have Karban Pesach in mind, good to go. If I have a Shalom L'shmo Machshava on the 14th day of Nisan, it's possible. Usually in Karban Shalom L'shmo just simply means I don't get credited, but the Karban's still good. A Shalom L'shmo of a Karban Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan, disaster. Disqualifies the carbon. Any other day of the year, right? The other 353 days of the year, so it goes the other way. Meaning there, if I have a shelo lishmo machshava, good. If I have a lishmo machshava, if I say this is a carbon pesach, no good. Okay, so in other words, the carbon pesach is going to be disqualified. It just depends on the day of the year, the calendaric date. 14th day, you have to have L'Shem Pesach. Any other day of the calendar, you have to have L'Shem something else. So, in Bavel, this is now the Amorim of Eretz Yisrael now, going over, what did they say in Bavel? Here's what they say. That Sheh Pesach Meshan L'Shem Shlam, Tam Alam, Ravim Minatzon, Karbonol, Zevach Shlamim. Kol Shom Minatzon, Bash Shlamim. So they quote a Pasuk in Vayikra, in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Gimel. That's the source for this halacha. Now, Hayisivun Hare Olam in Atzon, Davishena Ba Ella. I'm sorry, Hare Olam in Atzon. How do you know that Pasuk's talking about the Karban Pesach? Meaning, it just all it says is Min Hatzon. Okay, other carbons come from sheep. So Davishena Ba Ella in Atzon, Yasa Ola Sheba Ella Afilam in Abakar. Well, I'll tell you, that Pasuk is not talking about Ola, because Ola is eligible to be brought from any animal, including Bakar. Well, the Gemara says, "Hey, Sufan Hari Asham." The Gemara says, "Okay, but how about this? Maybe the pasuk is talking about a carbon asham. A carbon asham we know comes from sheep. So, Amar Abon Bar Kahanim in Etzon Davish Huba Becholtzon Yatsa Asham Sheno Ba Elamin Ha. Now, the word we have in our Gemara is Elim. We're going to turn it to Kavasim. But any Bilvad. Anyway, an asham can only come from sheep, but carbon pesach can come from the entire category of tzon, which includes sheep and goat. So b'chol asar at amart min l'maydukan at amart min l'rabos. I still don't like it because the word min is usually an exclusionary term, and now you're understanding it as an inclusionary term because you're telling me that min is coming to include carbon pesach that was shechter shelo lishmo. So amar of menach inami min l'mayd. Gemara says, no, here it's the exclusionary term. Carbon Pesach cannot be a two-year-old. Carbon Pesach cannot be female. No, it's exclusionary. So the Gemara says, and the min regarding the asham is also exclusionary because it can only come from sheep, it can't come from ram. So the Gemara says, let's go back a couple prakim. Let's go back to Perek Aleph of Sefer Vayikra, where once again we have that same kind of pasuk. Construct of pasuk im menatzon karbano min hakvasim o min hayizim la'ola me'ata mosa pesach ba'ola. Now, what do you want to tell me? That residual pesach can be brought as an ola, and you know that's not a good conclusion because it isn't brought as an ola. So, Amar Rabbi Abon mishan davishu la'achila davishu la'achila ve'mishan davishu la'achila davishen la'achila. So, argument number one is: look, we know the carbon pesach after the 14th day of Nisan, we know it can be converted. It makes much more sense that it's convertible to another type of carbon which is similar, i.e. a shlamim, an edible carbon. Masha enkin, an ola, it's not edible. So if given the choice, I have a perek gimel pasuk or I have a perek aleph pasuk, the perek gimel pasuk is telling me that it converts to a shlamim. The perek aleph pasuk tells me that it converts to an ola. I'd much rather assign Pesach, the Pesach after the 14th day of Nisan, to Perek Gimel rather than to Perek Aleph. Makes more sense. They're both edible karbanos. I'm Rav Yossi, but Rabbi Bon, Mishan and Kachim Kalan, Lashem Kachim Kalan, Vein, Mishan Kachim Kalan, Lashem Kachim Kachim. Basically, it's the same argument, meaning Pesach is Kachim Kalan, therefore it is convertible to another type of Kachim Kalan, i.e. Shlomim, not convertible to Kachim Kachim. Rav Yochanan Amar Alda Alo Rabbi Chanina. Another thing which bothered Rabbi Chanina, this is given to us by Rav Yochanan. Meaning Rav Yochanan says, look, Rabbi Chanina is bothered by what they're saying out in Bavel. What are they saying out in Bavel? They say out in Bavel that if you want to take a carbon Pesach any other day of the year, and you want to turn it into a shlamim, so here's what you have to do. You have to say, I'm shechting it l'shem shlamim. Rav Yochanan basically says, quoting Rabbi Chanina, it's not true. Not true. Yeah, it's not true. Ani omer afilu shechtu l'shem ola. All you have to do is just reassign it. What you reassign it to is inconsequential. It just needs a reassignment. So I think, this is Rabbi Yochanan now describing how they feel in Eretz Yisrael, that if you take a carbon Pesach any other day of the year, and you shecht it l'shem ola, it also changes it. Now, mind you, I know this is going to get confusing. Doesn't change it to an ola, changes it to a shlamim, but all I need is a reassignment. That's all I need. So, Amar Rav Ilah, time to Rav Yochanan, Neiman Atzon, Karbanol, Zevach Shlamim. Kol Shu Zevach Ba Shlamim. Any Zevach. Doesn't matter how you reassign it. The only thing you can't do is leave it as a Karban Pesach. Or Mishal Lamachshav Es Pso Hei Chavidi. So the Gemara wonders now, really, any reassignment? How about if I reassign it to a pasul carbon? So, Hei Chavidi, Shecht L'Shem Ola Shalom Menas L'Zrog Dama L'Machar. Gemara gives a simple example. Let's say I shecht it with the intent of sprinkling the blood tomorrow, otherwise known as a pigo machshava. So, Mikom Akom Pasul Hu? So the Gemara says, that's no good. So, Im Tamer Mishal L'Machshav Es Psul Pigo. Im Tamer Mishal L'Machshav Es Pasul Pigo. Now, these next two lines of Gemara are very difficult to both read and understand. Essentially, you look at the Gra, and I'm just going to give you the upshot. The Gra says, no, if you change it to a carbon, so that's a reassignment, that's fine. If I have a puzzle carbon in mind, that's not fine. The only thing that we're asking essentially is we know it's not going to be a good carbon. Is it not a good carbon, meaning, and it's just disqualified? Or did my machshavas pigle actually render the carbon pigle? That's the only question on the table, but we know that once you have a machshavas psul for your moser Pesach, of course it's not going to be fine. Okay. I really truncated those two lines of Gemara. I could have done a better job explaining it. I'd like to move ahead. Lishmo v'shelo lishmo b'shari mosashana. Unless they have a machshava regarding my carbon Pesach of lishmo and shelo lishmo. Yes or no? Good or no good? Again, carbon Pesach after the 14th day of Nisan, you need to reassign it. Let's say I have two intents while I'm shechting. One intent is carbon Pesach. A second intent is not carbon Pesach. What happens then? So Rabbi Bon Bar Chia b'shem Shmo Bar Abba became b'shem lo shem nasa k'shoch to l'shmo v'shalo shmo b'shtika v'hu kasher. Now I read the Gemara as we have it on our page. Once again, you look at the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon changes the gears of the Gemara. And again, I'm just going to give you the upshot of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that what the Gemara essentially means over here is, look, when I say it's Karban Pesach, that's really no different than me saying nothing. Because when I say nothing, what happens? It's still a Karban Pesach. I have to reassign it. So the fact that I verbalized and I said it's Karban Pesach, is that any worse than me saying nothing? No. So essentially, when I said it's Karban Pesach, that's tantamount to me saying nothing. And then when I have a Shelo L'shmo Machshava, I'm reassigning it. So in other words, it works. So Amalei Imkein Hu Afilu Shachtu L'shmo Amenas Zvok Damo Shelo L'shmo Yasa Mishar Rishana Keshachtu L'shmo. To which the Gemara says, okay, how about this? Let's say I shecht this Karban Pesach. Again, it's not the 14th day of Nisan. I shecht it L'shmo. Other way around. I shecht it Shelo L'shmo with the intent of sprinkling the blood L'shem Karban Pesach. Is that going to be okay? So again, the Gaon changes the gears of the Gemara here. I'm just reading the Gemara, and I'll explain it according to the Gaon. V'shalosh ma b'shtika v'yekasher, Amar Rabbi Abba Mari, ma'nema b'shtika kasher, o'nema b'shtika pasal. And again, just difficult lines of the Gemara it doesn't read well. And again, the Gaon changes the gears of the Gemara. But basically, no. If I have one machshava in one avoda, so then I could say, look, the machshava you had regarding Karban Pesach, it's tantamount to saying nothing. Then when you shav the Shelo L'shmo, that is a proper reassignment. But if I have one machshava during one avoda and another machshava during another avoda, I can't say now that that's a proper reassignment. Okay, that's how the Gaon understands this. We're on the very bottom of the Amud. We're starting now today's daf. Of course. Moser Nazir L'Nedava. Any residual monies set aside for the Nazir, so what happens to those monies? It goes to the Nedava. Now let's remind ourselves, the Nazir at the conclusion of his Naziros is going to bring three Karbanos. And they are an Ola, a Shlamim, a Chatas. Okay? He's a Chote, he's a sinner, sheer in of itself. Not for now. But those are the three Karbanos that's brought by the Nazir. Amar, V'husha Karva Chatas Abasof. Now, what do we say? If you have any monies left over, so those monies go to the Pushka. Because, essentially, what are we focusing on? The fact that there's a Karban Chatas. Of those three Karbanos that he's bringing, there's a Karban Chatas. And what do we learn in our Mishnah on the very top of Vav Amud Beis? That residual surplus Chatas money goes to the Nedava. So here, when the Nazir is accruing his money for his Karban, so basically, any surplus is surplus Chatas, which goes to Nedava. So on this, Rav Chista says, Rav Chista? Okay. Okay. Maybe yes, maybe no. Anyway, whatever. He belongs in the Bavli. He doesn't belong here. Anyway, Amar Chista, Amar Vahusha Kavar Chatas of itself. No, that's only if you bring the Chatas in the end. Then the surplus goes to Nedava. Avali Kavar Shlamim itself, Matar Shlamim. But if the Kavar Shlamim was brought at the end, so any surplus goes to Shlamim. Doesn't have to go to Nedava. So I'm Rabbi Ziri. Rabbi Ziri says, no, I disagree. I feel covered Shlamim himself. Halacha achas hi benazir. Shetiye mosro Nedava. I disagree. When you're collecting for the Nazir, it's halacha l'moshe misinai that any surplus money goes to Nedava. Period. Doesn't matter what carbon you brought at the end. Masisim esayel edain. The Gemara says, I have braises going in both directions. Where surplus of a Nazir either depends on which carbon is brought last, or surplus of a Nazir goes towards Nedava. Bryce is supporting both positions. Masnisa Masayle, Larebi Zeira, Elen Masa Sumim, Koshid Mechatas, Mesos Moravas Ban, Vafilu Hifrishta Mechatas, Mitocha, Mausa Sumim Hain. Even as long as there's a Chatas in there, that's called undesignated money, unspecified monies. And so therefore, It's always the leftover, the surplus is always going to go to Nadava. Masisa Messiah Rav Chista, and I have a brisa supporting Rav Chista, which is it depends which was the last carbon that you brought. And the brisa reads, that if a person sets aside money and he doesn't assign which money goes to what, so there's going to be an Isser Me'il on all those monies. And what the brisa doesn't say is that if he dies, the money should go to Nadava. So this brisa can be supportive of Rav Chista, where that if there's surplus of a nazir, it doesn't necessarily go towards Nadava. Rav Chista Amar Mosar Lachmo Shel Nazir Yurkov. Let's say the nazir sets aside money for his bread. Nazir also brings loaves of bread together with his carbon, and there's surplus. What happens with that surplus? Nothing. You can't do anything with that money. So Amar Rav Yosef Yehos, and Rav Yosef says, and he's right, and I'm going to explain why he's right. Because it's not a standalone carbon. It is an accessory to his carbonos. So you can't take that money, which was earmarked towards his bread, and use a surplus for its own separate carbon, because the bread itself is not an independent carbon. So what are you going to do? Just simply attach it to another nazir's carbon? No, because the other nazir has his own obligation to bring lechem. So you can't attach it to another nazir's carbon. And that's why any residual money of the nazir for his bread, any surplus money, has to just simply rot. So sovereign meimer hu lachmo hu mosar nisachav. Now what if he has surplus money for his nisachim? Nesachim is the wine, oil, and flour that comes together with every carbon, and he has to set aside money for that. And what if there's surplus money of that? So at first glance, the Gemara says, same halacha. Because it's not a standalone carbon, it's only accessorizing the carbon, so if I have surplus of that, it's just simply not going to, it cannot be applied to anything, and therefore must rot. So I'm Rav Yussi, Rabbi Bone, most of Nesachim, kachim inon. Nope. It belongs to carbon. It has the status of kachikachim, and therefore yiplu nadava. Therefore goes to the dava. Al dati de Rav Yosi, Rabbi Bon, Barshmu, Aliba de Rav Chista, but most in Esachim, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Lazar, Shloshtam Amru Davar Echad. This idea that Nesachim have this category of kachikachim is expressed by three different Amarai. Rabbi Chia, Ahanda Amarin. So we already said the Rabbi Chia. Halacha. Shmuel d'amar Rav Yosi ad anan taman shami kal Rav Yehuda shal l'Shmuel. Second time we're now overhearing a conversation between Rav Yehuda and his Rabbi Shmuel. Hifre shiklo ameis amar yiplu nadava. That if you have any residual shekel, the person dies. So what happens? Yiplu nadava goes to the dava again. Status of kachim kachim. And Rabbi Lazar amar Moshe asir say if a shalom Rav Yochanan amar yolchem yolchem l'mamelach. Rabbi Lazar amar yiplu nadava. And another one who talks about surplus of the Asir Sa'ifa going to Nadava is the position of Rabbi Al-Azhar. Okay. Candidly speaking, that was very difficult Gemara that we did today. Okay. You don't have to agree with me. You can say that, no, that was easy. Right. Candidly speaking. Okay, tomorrow, we are going to be on the topic of Moser. God willing, tomorrow we'll finish the Perek. Discussion tomorrow, talking about basically surplus tzedakah, meaning I'm collecting on behalf of a particular tzedakah, what happens to its surplus, in other words, any excess monies. Tomorrow's Gemara, very interesting. Please come again.